We're doing the Lashot HaRan. We're up to page Taf Chaf Hey. The Ran had offered a new interpretation in the Pasuk V'Yisalef Divrei Tzadikim. A bribe blinds the wise and causes the words of the righteous to be twisted. The Ran said the interpretation he's suggesting is that the Pasuk is talking about the perspective of the people in court. They will view the case to be twisted. The Ran is developing this idea that the court is responsible to represent justice, to represent the word of God in this world. Their mitzvah in ruling is a mitzvah of bringing down the Torah to human life. And so when the judge accepts a bribe, he's causing the words of the Torah or the words of the justice system to seem twisted. He's saying a different pshat than Rashi. He's saying the stress of the pasuk is in the perception of the judicial system. That's the idea of Yisalef Divrei Tzadikim. He's causing the judicial system to be viewed as being askew. Yes? I didn't hear you. We're in the 11th speech. Maskil Tzadik Levet Rasha. He says, as the verse says in Mishlei, Maskil Tzadik Levet Rasha, Misalef Reshaim Lara, Sheperusho. What this pasuk means is, Shemitoch Shetzadik Maskil Viyodea Roa Malelea Rasha, that being that the Tzadik, he knows what the ultimate outcome will be from the behavior of the wicked, who Misalef Umatepo Alav Lara, Gam ki yir'em aleihem shehem tovim. The tzaddik, even if he sees that the rasha seems to be doing something kind and good, he says, "Watch out! I know this person, and there's something else behind his actions." So, maskil tzaddik levet rasha. The tzaddik understands what the house of the rasha is really like. And then misalev reshaim lara. That's why he will twist whatever he sees the rasha doing. He'll say, "Watch out! There might be something really evil in that." I was standing by a crosswalk, and I told the story. And my son told me a similar thing happened to his friend this week. I was standing by a crosswalk to come to the Kotel, and there was an Arab lady who stopped for me to cross the street. And I said to myself, "How do I know she's not going to run me over?" So. I tried to signal her, she signaled me, and I kept my eye on her as I was walking, and the last second, as my leg was still in front of her car, she hit the gas. And because I had my eye on her, I pulled away, and the car literally brushed by me. So I told my kids this last week as we were walking, and an Arab stopped their car by the crosswalk. I said, if you're going to walk, you better keep an eye on what's going on, for better or for worse. And my son told me yesterday that a neighbor of ours was standing by a crosswalk, and an Arab lady signaled him to cross, and he signaled her, and she signaled him, and he signaled her. And finally he agreed, he stepped off the crosswalk, and he stepped off the crosswalk, she hit the gas, he jumped back. What she didn't realize was that there was a police car behind her. And the police car saw her and arrested her. So my son asked me, "Do you think it's the same lady?" But this happened to my neighbor's son. The pasuk says, when you look at where people go, I once left a bag on a bus, and the next day I went to the Arab driver and I asked him, "How do I get my bag back?" So he gave me a phone number and he said, "The only time you can get through to this number is 5 o'clock in the morning, because otherwise it'll always be busy." And I said to myself, and he spent so much time looking up the number and getting the number out of his phone, because I told him, I called the general lost and found, and they're not answering the phone. And I called all day yesterday, and they're not answering the phone. He said, "I'll give you the cell number of the man in charge of the lost and found, but I'm telling you that after 5 o'clock, he goes out at 5 o'clock in the morning, he starts his shift, and then he spends the whole day, you'll have a hard time getting through. The time to call him is 5 o'clock in the morning." So I didn't call him at 5 o'clock in the morning, because I was suspect. On the one hand, he spent almost 10 minutes looking for the number. On the other hand, I said, why did he spend so much time trying to help me? I shouldn't call someone at 5 o'clock in the morning if I don't really know the story. And lo and behold, it wasn't the lost and found. the number he told me, I must call at 5 o'clock in the morning. So the Pasuk says, sometimes when you look at someone and you expect that what they do is evil, so then even when they do something that might be nice, you tell yourself, I shouldn't be so confident they're doing something nice. When they wave me in front of their car and they say, you can go first, I better think twice whether their intention is really to let me go first. So over there, the word is misaleif. He twists what he sees and says, even though it looks good, it might really be evil. Says the Ran, just as that pasuk in Mishlei says, when you see someone you should suspect of doing evil to you, so then even when they do something that seems nice, you twist it around and ask yourself, maybe there's really evil intent here. By the same token, the pasuk that describes a bribe and says that the bribe is misaleif divrei tzadikim, the word misaleif over there also means to twist. It means the bribe will cause even righteous words of the judge to be twisted, to seem unjust in the eyes of the people because he accepted a bribe. Even though the judge will say, but that was the fair ruling, I didn't change anything. Says the Ran, that's the meaning of misaleif divrei tzadikim. No.
No, because it must have been, if it's not the number, it's some nefarious purpose. It's weird, right?
Right.
Trying to get back at someone.
Right. He found a way to get back at someone. I told the person when I called. I didn't call 5 o'clock in the morning. I called like 8:30 in the morning. And when I called him at 8:30, so that this man tells me, what do you want? I say, aren't you in charge of the lost and found? And he says, no. I said, well, let me tell you what happened. There is a bus driver who has your number and told me to call you at 5 o'clock in the morning. I told him the whole story and he couldn't figure out who it was.
People are nuts, though. He goes through all these hoops in order to wake someone up for 2 minutes and he got no
back. Afkan. Hashochan. Huh?
Maybe he just gave you the wrong number.
That could be. It could be. I did review the number with him. I went over it. I'm not going to dial a number at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, maybe. Could be. Afkana shochad matom salef adavar amtsudak lekaf chova. Over here too says the Ran, a bribe causes even righteous words to seem guilty, to seem at fault. Shegorem sheisalfem lekach mishil mitchayev badin. Because when a person walks out of court and the court didn't side with them, so then they will look back at that court and say, what a twisted court. He goes into the grammar of his interpretation. So that's the Ran's interpretation of that pasuk. And now the Ran will go back to the core topic, which is the responsibility of the legal system. So we'll continue here, Bezat Shem, next week.